Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Did we survive? You bet your balls we did. Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. It's Monday. It's Jimmy Day. And we were both in D.C. this weekend, not only for the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but also the UTA party the night before.
Yes, we didn't quite drain the swamp, but we did drain the Casamigos. We drained the Tito's. We got the slogan wrong. We knew there was going to be some draining involved. Yeah. And I had another one of our debauched Friday nights, which spilled into a debauched Saturday night.
It really did.
But believe the hype. Me and you, we dominate D.C.
Now, I don't even know if it's still standing. I bet they threw up barricades around the whole city because they're just too tired to keep going after we left.
But so much life happens when we get together. I mean, whether it was hanging out with KJP. Mm-hmm. Do you know that when we were trying to find food after the UTA party Friday night, Fox Security had informed me 5 people were shot.
That's what we stumbled into.
Yes.
So the UTA dinner is at a restaurant called Fiola Mare. I don't know what part of D.C. it is. I don't care. We walked around there and looked for food, went to the Four Seasons. It was too hobnobby, and they had closed the restaurant down because they heard we were coming. So we left and walked from place to place. We looked at shawarma. We looked at tacos. So we're like, let's go closer to the Hinckley Hilton where they have the Correspondents' Dinner, where we happen to be staying. And it was your crew. And we all jammed into an Uber for a little bit. And then it was minus one person in your crew who had to get out and vomit on the sidewalk.
True story.
And then we closed the Uber back up, left him there.
Left him.
And then we're like, oh, let's stop in DuPont Circle. This is fun. And so I see 40 cop cars and a bunch of people on the street. So my biggest worry is this is a pro-Hamas protest.
Yes.
We're not part of their crowd. They hate us.
Yes.
We better get out of here.
Yeah.
So, and we were all trying to figure out what was going on. It wasn't a protest.
It was a shootout.
Yes. It was a shooting on Connecticut Avenue and cops and people everywhere.
Washington.
A weird vibe.
Washington, D.C., which is the carjacking capital of the world. Apparently something went awry while we were out partying. And that's what we wound up avoiding. But in the process of avoiding it, we may have seen Lauren Boebert walking the streets.
Yeah, so Jimmy has an incredible way of spotting celebrities, like people who, and it absolutely was Lauren Boebert. She was in a full-length gown.
Very tight gown.
She was done up to the nines. She had full hair and makeup, and she was vaping. So it really, it truly was her.
The one joke I give Biden credit for, they wrote him. He goes, they say Congress is a theater. If it was a theater, Boebert would have been thrown out a long time ago. That's funny. Laugh at your side.
He did have some good ones. When he said that Trump was in stormy weather and he needed to start reading some of the Bibles he's selling, I was like, that's actually pretty good.
I thought it was funny.
I was looking at some people at my table. I was sitting with the Daily Mail crew. Uh-huh. And we're like, it's actually good. Like, there were some good jokes in there. He didn't write them. I'm not giving him credit for it. And as I said today in the Daily Mail, they topped him off with antifreeze and toddler blood and Adderall, which I think is his cocktail.
But what they did is they have the dosage from the State of the Union.
Yes.
Because they realized they almost killed him at the State of the Union. He was shot up on a little, you know, a little too much. And they definitely split the difference. And it made for a serviceable appearance. Colin Jost told a couple of really good jokes that I enjoyed, but was so pandery at the end.
That was disgusting.
It was gross.
I mean, the fact that he sewed his lips to Biden's keister at the end was like, you're like my dead grandpa.
Yeah.
You're so decent.
You're the last person he ever voted for. I'm like, dude, he could be the last person a lot of us vote for, depending on how the country's going.
Yes.
But that's part of the issue there is like, he did the presidential playbook. The president tells 5 minutes of jokes and then gives you that little speech. He actually did the same thing, which you're not supposed
to. It's wrong.
But you know what that means? This is old comedy. Okay. when comics don't have the big laugh to get off on, mm-hmm. this is a thing that when I started out doing stand-up, they would do. They'd go with what's called the patriotic moment. Mm-hmm. So this is a thing you'd see in the city. Like, I'm talking 03, 04, 05. Comic is a pretty good set, but he's already done his closer to get there because he probably needed to move it up or something. Mm-hmm. So they close on the, well, you know, we are in New York, and I appreciate you guys coming here after 9/11 to help us rebuild, and everybody yeah. claps, woo! And you get yeah. off. Okay. And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah,
he did,
but
he did the moment.
So I said in the mail today that he should have had the nards not to jump on the grenade he tossed.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to throw the grenade, and Michelle Wolf, uh-huh. even though I thought it was a little tacky, uh-huh. She had bigger balls than Colin Jost.
Yeah. So that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to like thread that needle of here's a couple Biden jokes. But how do you do that dinner and not mention the cannibalism thing? A thing the White House and the Pentagon have had to walk back in the past week. It's a joke worth telling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't touch that. None of the like the exaggeration stuff about the 18-wheeler or anything in between.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
So it was almost like Colin Jost and the Weekend Update crew wrote Biden's routine. Mm-hmm. And the White House wrote Colin's routine in yes. the sense that they showed him where the guardrails were.
I felt like Colin Jost showed the White House's speech.
Yeah.
I really did. I felt like he got approval for those jokes
because, read that way.
You know, nothing was as uncomfortable as it should be when you're in that realm.
Well, if I ever hosted that for real, the goal is not to go there and like alienate one side so your other side sees it as a win. It's just to go there and be universally funny. But so much of what he did, which is a little bit what Roy did. I thought Roy was better last year, though, because Roy's a good comic and he's mm-hmm. very animated. They played so hard to the sensibility in that room, which I don't think you should do because the room is like 95% liberal. So there's no way you're really successfully comedically mm-hmm. if you're ignoring, you know, most of the viewership at home or at least half of the viewership at home. So I think that's the fool's errand. I mean, on the whole, reading and taking a 9-minute pause between jokes because mm-hmm. he did a lot of smirking and looking around mm-hmm. is why the set really wasn't well regarded. The New York Times trashed it. The AV Club trashed it because it wasn't like comedy. It wasn't like you were wrecking
okay,
the room.
Okay, good. I'm glad they did because it should leave you with more of a sense of satisfaction and carnage.
Yes, we
but,
know.
But I didn't leave with any of that. But what before the night started, mm-hmm. You were on the red carpet yes. for Fox News Saturday Night.
Hey, girl.
You had just interviewed Caitlyn Jenner. And when she walked away, maybe mid-sentence from your interview, she was like, I just saw some protesters. And she's showing me video yeah, on her yeah. phone of getting in their face. And, you know, she's got very strong hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was looking at those hands thinking, those ones held a javelin, like a gold medal winning javelin uh-huh. that I bet she wished she had that
yeah.
when she was out there fighting the protesters. And I'm looking at her going, they're picking the wrong fight here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're going to lose.
Because who's going to win? The 6'8 former Olympian in heels or the guy wearing the cloth COVID mask?
Yeah, the 6'8 Olympian in heels who has an axe to grind with everybody.
Everybody.
Because she takes shrapnel from all sides, from conservatives, from liberals, from the trans community, literally everyone. So she's prepared. She's angry. But she looked great and she wasn't rattled.
Boom. The whole thing as a whole was an epic experience for us, as it always is. And you and I play better in the sandbox than anybody. As we said, we hung out with KJP. I had Lester Holt, now Roker, on the show. I had the Daily Show cast on
good
the
for
show
you.
Because we don't care. We're just trying to have a good time. And the bigger thing is, as a comic, and Colin or whoever the hell hosts this dinner next year should know this, comedy can't have a political party. It just has to be a party. If you and I were throwing a keg party, there's no way we'd be asking people who they voted for as they gave us the $5 and got their red solo cup. Now, before I give you this cup, who did you vote for? So
I was surprised they didn't charge us for red solo cups.
Yeah.
When we had our impromptu party in the lobby. Yeah.
That was amazing. The best moments of this dinner, and everyone should know that, are the moments of like sheer humanity. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of TV. There's a lot of glamour. There's a lot of stuff. But there are moments where you're just a human being. You're just a guy squirreling away little chocolate almonds in a lobby mm-hmm. while the paparazzi looks on.
I loved also that part part of the White House correspondence is they offer scholarships to journalism and broadcast students. And three of the students go to my daughter's university. So I went over and met them.
Oh, that's amazing.
And they were absolutely lovely. And one of the young women came over and gave me her card. And she's like, if there's anything you can help me with, any advice, I'm like, baby, I got you. Like, you didn't go to an Ivy League. You are at such an advantage right now. Trust me.
Good for you. And while you talk about the Ivy League, one thing no one saw is the minute our coverage shut down and the dinner ended, two pro-Palestinian protesters ran into the lobby and just started screaming. And the Secret Service helped them out.
Oh, it's that's nice of them.
They helped them out in a way everyone at home can appreciate.
And they, how they would hope federal law enforcement would respond in a crisis. It's like, and that is the hashtag FAFO, School of Protesting, because if you do F around, you will find out.
Yes, you will.
Thank you, Secret Service.
Amen.
All right, Jim. Well, we made it back safe and sound. I went to a NASCAR race yesterday.
Good for you.
And it was a pretty glorious weekend, I have to say.
I can't even imagine a NASCAR race to boot.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, I got blasted and drove my Bronco around the yard. For real, I'm not proud. My truck was on the lawn. Listen, man, I got the job. Listen, all I signed up was for a 2-hour live broadcast, which I executed my duties faithfully.
Was that your first live show?
Yeah, I've like hit from there, but never hosted my show from there. But the point is, what I did yesterday in my yard is no one's business, officer. Because we did. We put up some numbers.
Well, we're here. It's Monday. We survived. On to the next, Jim.
The world has been saved yet again.
Yes, it has. This has been Kennedy Saves the World, along with the heroic Jimmy Failla. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.